The Takeaways Community College Challenge has given you some inspiring stories of hardworking students thriving in some innovative institutions, offering low-cost and much-needed options to communities and local economies. The five community colleges we are profiling for an entire year are examples of how things can be done to give maximum opportunities to students. But we also want to warn students about pitfalls and ways the system can warehouse and pigeonhole students without them knowing it. If you think performing well in a two-year institution is a great way to make the jump into a four-year bachelor degree program, we've got some sobering numbers. A new report with a not-so-catchy title, Tracking Transfer, New Measures of Institutional and State Effectiveness in Helping Community College Students Attain Bachelor's Degrees, concludes that it is in fact quite difficult to make it to a four-year degree program from a community college. The report was researched by the Aspen Institute, the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, and the Community College Research Center at Columbia University. Davis Jenkins is a senior research associate with the center at Columbia.
Well, transfer has always been a big part of higher education. First community college was established as junior colleges to prepare students for transfer, to focus on their lower division education. But it's not working well, and it hasn't worked well. And research that we've recently published suggests how badly it's working. Of about 720,000 students who entered community colleges in fall 2007, only 14% transferred and got a bachelor's degree within 6 years, even though some research says 80% of entering community college students intend to get a bachelor's degree.
So a lot of students who want to transfer aren't able to do it for one reason or another? Do they cite the reasons why it doesn't happen, and does your research show that?
One reason is that when students enter a community college, they're not given a lot of guidance about what the options are and what they need to take to pursue particular options. Most students are recommended to take what's called general education courses to keep their options open. But we find that that can be actually problematic for students and ironically limit their options, because unless you know fairly early on what you're going to major in, you don't know specifically what you need to take. Our colleagues at Public Agenda did a study in Indiana in which they talked to students who had transferred. Many, or if not most of them, had taken courses that they were told would transfer. They transferred for elective credit, but not necessarily toward their major. They had to take additional courses for their major, which, you know, added time and cost for them and cost to the taxpayer, too.
Do community colleges themselves consider the transfer lack of success, as your statistics show, to be a problem for them or just for the individual students?
Community colleges generally look at the rate at which students transfer to four-year institutions, but generally they don't look at what happens to students once they transfer. Now, this isn't all on community colleges, and in fact, you know, since the standards of bachelor's degrees are set by four-year institutions, you know, at least half the responsibility, if not more, rests on four-year institutions. Four-year institutions, even those that have large number of transfer students, tend to pay more attention to their entering freshmen, especially the traditional age freshmen, than they do in transfer students. Outside of the most selective public and private institutions, nearly 40% of entering students are transfer students, either from community colleges or other four-year institutions. And four-year institutions are waking up to this fact. They're recognizing, you know, look, a substantial proportion of our students are transfers, so we have to pay more attention to them. And the research shows that transfer students actually do well. Students who transfer from community college, especially if they get an associate degree or take a substantial number of credits, do as well or better than students who are so-called rising juniors.
So what explains the apparent statistical intolerance of the quality of a community college education by four-year institutions and the way they treat their transfers?
Well, part of it is myths that are held by many faculty and others at four-year institutions about the quality of community college education. The statistics help, showing faculty that many of their students are transfer students and that they do well as students who entered as freshmen. That goes a long way, but ultimately, where we see the partnerships between two- and four-year institutions work best, we see communication between faculty at the four-year institution and the two-year institution to make sure that both sides are holding up their end of the bargain. And on four-year institutions, we see commitment to not treating transfer students as the typical freshman, as understanding that these are students, many of whom are working. They're trying to save money by going through community colleges. They need particular kinds of supports. The reality for four-year institutions is students who in the past would have gone directly to, say, a state university are now going through community colleges. And it's always been the case that community colleges enroll students who want to get bachelor's degrees who, because they're place-bound or because they're not ready academically or for whatever variety of reasons, go to the community colleges. So more and more, even to get their traditional market for students, the traditional 18, 19-year-old student, 4 years are increasingly having to partner with community colleges. And given the economic realities, they're going to have to do that even more.
Davis Jenkins, then before we go, what would you advise a student who's applying to a community college or entering a community college in the next 12 months to better match their expectations about the potential for getting into a four-year institution with the statistical reality that you found in this report?
I would recommend that students get a clear idea of what the options are in terms of transfer, and as soon as possible, explore your options, but as soon as possible, figure out what you're going to major in, or at least the field that you want to pursue. And then not only figure out what university you want to go to, but what are the programs within that university that you want to transfer to, and find out what you got to take and bring that back to the community college. And if you do that, if you know early on what you want to do, you're going to be well set to transfer efficiently.
Davis Jenkins is a senior research associate at the Community College Research Center at Columbia University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And tune in tomorrow. We're checking out an education nonprofit based in Boston that is creating a bridge between some of the city's most disconnected youth and community college. More on the college-bound Dorchester program tomorrow on The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.